question. Is the concept of higher dimensions, which used to explain the Vedic cosmology model, mentioned in the Vedic scriptures? Answer: no, the term higher dimensions is actually from modern science. It is from mathematics specifically, and physics, and the broad body of modern science. But although this term is not mentioned explicitly in the Vedic scriptures, it is definitely pointed to implicitly. For example, it is described in the pastime that pastime of, say, when Lord Krishna called various Brahmas from various universes to meet him, then all the Brahmas came and offered obeisances. And although Krishna could see all the Brahmas, those Brahmas, while they were simultaneously offering obeisances, could not see each other. So if they were right next in front of him and offering obeisances, in the ordinary three-dimensional space that we are accustomed to, then it would not be possible for them to be present there and not be able to see each other. So the concept of higher dimensions has this many illustrations like this. So the term itself may not be there in the Vedic scriptures, but the broad understanding that there are higher realms of reality and that there are ways to access that higher reality which are available for certain people and not available for certain people, that is implicit in the Vedic literature. So Krishna could see, and the Brahmaji who was there with him, to whom Krishna wanted to show how there are so many different Brahmas, he could also see. But all the other Brahmajis who had come from the various universes, they could not see. So a simple parallel of the concept of higher dimensions is a mainframe computer with multiple levels of access. So for a clerk who is just typing in data, he may be able to access only certain files, and he may not even be able to see other things on the D drive of the computer. But for the CEO, he may be able to see all the data that is there in the computer. So this is not exactly higher dimension, but this is what is being conveyed, that even in the computer, certain things may be visible to certain people and certain things may not be visible to certain people. So when we use the word higher dimension, this was used by Siddhaput Prabhu, Richard L. Thompson, who was a mathematics a doctorate from Cornell University and an eminent disciple of scientist disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And it has also been subsequently used by other devotee scientists. So we are not using dimensions here in the strict sense of height, width, breadth, height, width, length, time, but in the sense of that there are multiple levels of existence. And with this concept of higher dimensions, we are basically putting the Vedic concepts in contemporary language. So because this language is contemporary, that terminology may not be there in the Vedic scriptures, but that concept is definitely there in the Vedic scriptures. So what is being done is the Vedic concept, which may be unintelligible to us and which may seem as mythological to some who are educated from the modern scientific perspective, they can connect with that concept when it is presented in a language that they are familiar with. Srila Prabhupada wanted the Bhaktivedanta Institute, which was his scientific outreach wing, to present the Vedic wisdom in the language of science. So that's why the devotee scientists and devotees who are doing scientific outreach use the word higher dimension to explain how the Vedic universe talks about higher levels of reality that are not accessible to us. Thank you.